Usually when a school hands a student a laptop, you know, the school holds all the cards, they set the rules, they lock down the settings, and parents just sort of hope for the best when that device actually comes home. But if you are managing IT for an Indiana school district right now, the state is about to hand that digital steering wheel directly to the parents. So, okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're looking at a really specific issue brief on Indiana's House Enrolled Act 1004.
Yeah, specifically Section 61, which is it's a huge shift in the power dynamic for district IT leaders and superintendents.
Right, because by January 1st, 2027, schools legally have to give parents control over school-issued devices used at home.
Exactly. And just to be clear right up front, the standard sea of filters, you know, that federal baseline keeping the really bad stuff off school networks, that stays firmly in place. Yeah. What changes? Well, the layer of control added on top of that baseline the second the device leaves the school building.
Okay, so if I'm an IT director listening to this, I'm probably having a minor panic attack visualizing like 1,000 help desk tickets from angry parents who accidentally block their kids' math homework. Are schools suddenly doing custom tech support for every family?
I mean, it sounds like a nightmare, right? But the state got very specific here. There's a three-part mandate. So parents must be able to actively increase the strength of the district's content filter.
Okay.
They also have to be able to block specific websites or categories themselves. And the third piece is they need to be able to limit the actual amount of time the student uses the device.
Oh, wow. So it's not just filtering, it's screen time too. Building that functionality is one thing, but getting parents to actually use it without flooding the IT department with calls sounds like a completely different hurdle.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is what they're calling the communication lift. The law actually requires schools to affirmatively and continuously notify parents that this policy exists.
So you can't just like hide a toggle switch in some obscure submenu or send a single welcome email in August and call it a day.
No, not at all. Districts have to weave this right into back-to-school communications, enrollment workflows, and really keep it front and center on their websites.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. What if a district is locked into a multi-year contract with a filtering vendor that simply doesn't have a polished parent app? Because, I mean, not every filter out there has this stuff built in, and breaking a contract is messy.
Right. The legislature definitely anticipated that friction. So there is a narrow exemption. If a district is under contract with an incompatible vendor as of June 30th, 2026, they do get a temporary pass.
Wait, really? So if my contract runs until 2029, I can just ignore this for a few years?
Well, you can for a bit, but that exemption expires the very moment your current contract ends or renews.
Ah, got it.
And there is a hard, absolute sunset clause on July 1st, 2030. By that date, zero exceptions. Every single Indiana school must be using a vendor with a parent-facing interface that handles all three of those mandates.
Okay, so eventually a compliant vendor is absolutely mandatory for everyone. What does a functioning solution actually look like in practice, you know, without causing that help desk nightmare we talked about earlier?
Right. Well, the issue brief highlights Securely as a prime example of how to do this right.
It feels a bit like a two-key lockbox, right? Like the school sets the heavy-duty baseline security lock, but parents are given the ability to add their own padlocks once the box gets to their house.
That is a perfect analogy. The reason that lockbox works without breaking the curriculum is the hierarchy of control. Securely Filter handles that CP-aligned school baseline.
Right.
Then through the Securely Home Parent app, parents get a single login to cover all three statutory requirements. They can block additional categories, or they can literally hit a pause internet button to limit screen time.
Which covers the time limit mandate perfectly.
Exactly. But the crucial mechanism here is that district IT sets the maximum control level. So a parent can only tighten the filter. They physically cannot override or weaken the school's core policy.
That makes a lot of sense. So you empower the parent without compromising the district's legal compliance.
Yeah, and for districts already using Securely Filter, they don't even have to go through a massive new procurement process. Activating that home app is really just a customer success conversation.
Which is a huge relief.
Totally. The strategic lesson for IT leaders right now is to evaluate your renewal timeline today. If your current vendor requires a forklift overhaul to comply with HEA 1004, you need to start planning long before that 2027 or 2030 deadline hits.
Right. And if you are an IT leader or superintendent navigating this, you don't have to start from scratch. You can download the HEA 1004 issue brief we've been deep diving into today, which actually includes a readiness checklist and sample local policy language that you can adapt.
Yeah, or you can just schedule a 20-minute call with the K-12 team to map out exactly what this means for your specific district.
Before we wrap up, though, this whole shift raises an important question, one that honestly goes far beyond the IT department. If parents now have the absolute power to entirely block certain educational websites or strictly limit screen time on school devices the second they arrive home,
how will teachers adapt their homework assignments to account for vastly different digital access from one student's living room to the next?
Exactly. Handing over that digital steering wheel solves a legislative mandate, sure, but it creates a whole new route for educators to navigate. It's definitely something to think about as these changes roll out.